Hello and welcome to this new episode. Let's talk about three things that are creating hindrance to your growth and to breaking through that plateau that you're working so hard to break through. And of course, let's see what to do to shift that. So let me start by saying that we are all blind, quote unquote blind, to what is familiar or normal or usual. So if you're doing all the things, you're working hard, but you're spinning your wheels, like nothing seems to be getting you to your desired results. So here is what is happening. You are operating from old energies / programming that don't fully align with your bigger vision, like your next level goals. So the three things that are creating hindrances are, number one, limiting beliefs. We believe something because that is what we were told as a child, or that is the conclusion that we have come to after a trauma, a painful episode, or something that didn't necessarily go as we had planned, right? But it is not necessarily true. Maybe it was never true at all. Or maybe it was true when it happened, but it's not true anymore. It's not serving you anymore. But because these beliefs are so deeply embedded, you're not aware of them. And a belief is simply a conviction that you have about something. And you don't question it because it is what it is. That's how it is. For example, if you have the belief that you need to struggle to make money, guess what? You will. But of course, any belief can be rewired by asking yourself, is that true? Is that true right now? Where does this come from? And this is the start. Second thing that creates hindrance, fears. Whether it's a fear of failure, a fear of success, or actually a fear of not being able to maintain the level of success, which is also more common than we think. A lot of people have this fear. There is a belief that is reinforced by strong emotions linked to the way that you will judge yourself or others, how others will judge you. Like the way you will judge yourself or the way that you will be judged by others, or you think you will be judged by others. So you see life through the filter of the worst case scenario, even if you're not aware of it. And this is slowing you down. And sometimes we are so deep in the picture that we cannot really see it. So if that's your case, if you have an uncovered fear, maybe explore a little bit, like do a visualization exercise, for example, visualize your most successful self, like the successful version of yourself, and feel how you feel in your body. How are your emotions? How are the sensations? Okay. And then ask yourself, why am I feeling that? Where is this coming from? Oh, I started having this feeling, this emotion, when I was imagining that whatever you were imagining in your successful self, like the visualization that you were doing. And number three, focusing on the problem is also creating hindrance. And like I said in the previous episode, I don't like using the word problem because it gives the idea of a dead end. Oh my God, I have a problem. Yet, that's how we can sometimes perceive a situation. And it's okay, we're not here to judge, we're not here to blame. No, don't worry about it. Don't judge yourself for that. When you're facing a challenge, which I prefer using the word challenge because, you know, it gives an idea of something that can be overcome, like I was explaining in the previous episode. So when you're facing a challenge, you can sometimes be obsessed, quote unquote, with it, like endlessly cycling that thought in your head, oh my God, how are you going to do this? Why did this happen? Oh my God, I'm so XYZ, I should have foreseen that, whatever. Not productive, right? Blind spots can hinder effective problem solving. And this leads to repeated patterns or challenges, right? So when you develop a solution-oriented mindset, that's the key that opens all doors because it becomes second nature. Your whole life changes. And when you seek for the solution, you don't see the problem, you don't see the challenge, you don't see the fear, you don't see the limiting belief. You just see, oh, I need to do that in order to get there. And that's rewiring your brain. And even if you cannot see the solution right now, it doesn't mean the solution doesn't exist. Everything has its polar opposite, right? That's a universal law. Take a step back and shift your perspective. Just see what you are not seeing. Or look for it. And these three things can be rewired. That's how you shine the light on the blind spot. And that's when you gain awareness. And when you really trust that, I don't know what the solution is right now, but I know I'm going to figure it out. That's your whole life changes, no joke. And you can reprogram your whole mindset around your business and around yourself because your business represents an aspect of you. You are not your business, but everything is energy. So when you create something, it has your energy, and this is an aspect of you. So when you change that, your business changes and you start to see new results. So I really hope that helps. Always remember to think in terms of solution. Don't stay stuck. Keep moving forward. And if you cannot see the solution, like I was saying, just trust. Maybe do something else. Go for a walk. Empty your mind. Like, I don't know if you're like me, but I always have ideas or insights or realizations when I'm in the shower or when I'm taking a walk or when I'm driving. So the mind just needs to be disconnected from the thing that it's obsessing about. And that's when it comes effortlessly. So yeah, I hope that helps. If you want to book a session, you can go to my website or you can contact me and book your free clarity call and let's chat. So I hope this episode helped and I will see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.